Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the second hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. Again, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll work together to help you to have a great garden. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Chris from New Hampshire with a question about her tomatoes.
Chris, good morning. How can we help you with your tomatoes today?
Good morning, Paul. I have a question, potatoes. I'm growing them for the first time this year, and I've hilled them like three times, but they've grown so tall now that they're kind of flopping over, and I'm worried they're going to break off. So I didn't know if you had any recommendations on what I should do now. And then I'm also wondering when do I know when they're ready to dig?
Okay. On your potatoes, because they are flopping over, don't worry about it, because that particular plant will get up to be 3 feet tall, and you just don't have enough soil, and you don't want to start staking, because if you push a stake in the ground to hold up a stem, you could push it through a potato. So let them flop over. As long as the foliage is green, the potato is growing. And traditionally, the time to pick your potatoes is about the time the kids go to school in September. Now, if you can get out there with a liquid food, something like Blooming and Rooting or Miracle-Gro, and fertilize that row of potatoes that you've planted with a liquid, because it's water-soluble, the foliage will be able to absorb the nutrition of a liquid fertilizer. What falls on the soil, the root system of the plant will be able to absorb it, and it will make your potatoes get larger. So for the next month, if you could hit your potatoes twice with a liquid food, you're going to see a great increase in the size of the potatoes that you dig. My kids, when we grow potatoes and we have them in the garden again this year, when they would leave to go to college, that's the thing that they always wanted to do, was to dig the potatoes from the garden. So usually early September. But if the foliage looks good, it's green, even though it's flopped over and laying down on the ground, it's okay. Keep feeding. Keep the moisture in the soil, and they will continue to get larger. If the foliage begins to turn yellow, getting all spotted and then turning brown, then you can dig. But if it's green, it's healthy, leave it alone, let it grow, put the food to it, keep the ground nice and moist, and they will continue to absorb the food and the moisture, and the potatoes will get larger and larger. Now, once you've dug your potatoes, be careful so you don't slice into it. Use a pitchfork or a shovel and be very careful. Dig them out. Let them sit on top of the ground, or you can collect them and put them in a basket. But you need to allow them to air dry before you put them in storage for the winter in your basement. Okay? So you need to dig them, let them sit in the ground for a day, maybe two, to really dry up. Shake off any of the excess soil and then put them in your basement, someplace where it's going to stay cool, and you will have the best result with your potato crop, okay? So don't panic. Everything is fine. The more foliage it makes, the better your potato crop will be. And we thank you for the phone call. 855-660-4261 is the number to call to help you. Now, an insect that's very active right now is the Japanese and the Oriental beetle. They are laying 50 to 100 eggs every single beetle. So if you have a sunny lawn with very few weeds, you have the possibility of having grubs in your lawn for the fall and next spring. If your lawn is half shade, if you have crabgrass, dandelions, clover, you're less likely to have a problem with Japanese beetles, because beetles, the grub, will only eat the root system of a good grass. He will not eat the crabgrass roots, clover, or a dandelion. Only a good quality lawn, and the eggs are only laid in the sun. So, if you have flower gardens, their favorite color is also yellow. So if you have a yellow house, yellow patio furniture, that will help to draw them to your yard. Believe it or not, they love yellow, and that's why the trap is that color. Now, the new trap that's on the market, made by Rescue, is a very, very effective tool in collecting Japanese beetles. Now, when you set up a beetle trap in your yard, do not put it in the garden, because it's designed to attract them to the trap. Put it 30 feet away from your garden. The other thing that you want to try and do is determine the direction of the wind. If you're getting a wind on a regular basis, you want to put it downwind from the garden. If you put the trap, the wind blows the fragrance out of the trap towards the garden. It will attract them to the garden. So put it on the other side where it will be downwind. It must be in the sun for the best result. And again, keep it away from your flowers. Stick it in the middle of your lawn, but downwind from your gardens for the best results. And you will be amazed. Now, this trap made by Rescue is the best of all the traps on the market because it will attract the oriental beetle. And when you look inside, you will see the oriental looks very different than the Japanese. And the reason most of us do not see the oriental is it will feed on the plants at night. The Japanese is during the day, the oriental at night. So we're getting a double whammy. The Rescue trap will take care of both the night and the daytime beetle. 855-660-4261. Give us a call.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tess from Maine with a question about lavender.
Good morning, Tess. How can we help you out this morning with your lavender?
Well, I have a very old lavender bush sitting at the end of my walkway that's getting too overgrown. And I've never pruned it. I've only ever cut away the dead leaves, you know, after it's bloomed. But I've never actually pruned it. Also, when I purchased it many years ago, the gentleman said to me, never feed it in August. So just stop feeding it, which I hardly ever do anyway. But it grows beautifully every year, but now it's starting to, you know, look a little tired and I was kind of leery. Should I prune it? Should I feed it? I didn't know what to do with it.
Well, the problem with pruning it now is you're in the month of August, and what may happen is if you prune it, you're going to stimulate a lot of new growth to form on the plant. And normally what happens if you form a lot of new growth late in the year, and this is why he said to not to feed it late in the season, the new growth does not have a chance to get tough and strong enough to survive a cold Maine winter. So what I would do is wait until April, and then in April, you could take your lavender plant, cut it in half, fertilize it, and that will encourage a lot of new growth to develop at the base of the plant. And then you could take the tips of your plants, dip them in some rooting powder, and set those in either a pot or directly in the ground and keep it moist and start some new plants. But, I mean, you could do a little bit of selective pruning now, but a major pruning should be done in the month of April when the weather is warming up and the plant is getting ready to make some new growth, but has not started. So usually by the 15th to the third week in April for Maine, just take your shears out, chop the plant in half, give it a good application of fertilizer, and new shoots will develop from the base and from the stems that you have cut back, and your plant will come right back to life. But if you do it now, it will make new growth that will be tender, and the tender growth may not survive the winter months. Okay?
Okay.
So,
but is it safe just to cut the, the old stems where the flowers were, just to clean it up?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, definitely. You can clean any time of the year.
Okay.
But to do a major pruning, that should be done in the springtime, while the plant is dormant and all of the energy is still in the ground. Because what will happen is, between now and when the weather gets cold, the plant is still actively growing. Once it gets cold, it takes all of its energy, sends it underground into the root system, where it's stored until spring arrives. Then the new growth comes out. The energy will come out of the ground, stimulate the buds, and make new growth. Now, once you've cut it, even the branches that you've cut, they have buds on them. They are hard, and they're there as a backup. And it will rejuvenate that plant like you cannot believe. So for now, continue to feed it, water it, cut what you want, and enjoy it. Clean it up. But no major pruning until mid to late April, depending on the weather. If you see that mid-April is 30 degrees, hold off. Wait until things begin to stabilize and we're getting some decent weather. Thank you.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds.
Divine.
Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's
oneworldwhey.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 855-660-4261. Give us a call, and we'll all work together to help you to have a great gun. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mary from New Hampshire with a question about her petunias.
Hey, Mary, good morning. How can we help you with your petunias today?
Good morning. What I'd like to know is I had planted petunias in pots, and I've kept them deadheaded all summer, but they've become so leggy that I've had to put the ports in the pots to hold them up. Should I have been cutting them back right along, or what should I do?
Petunias will get long and they will get leggy, so the secret to keep them that way is with selective pruning. Now, if you take out your scissors and you cut the entire plant back, you're going to lose your flowers for about 2 weeks and you'll have absolutely nothing. So what you want to do, Mary, is count the number of stems. Prune back 1/3 of the longest stems on your petunia plant by half. So if they're 2 feet long, cut them back to 1 foot. Wait 10 days, a week or 10 days, cut another third of the branches, and then wait another week or 10 days and cut the final third of the branches. And that way, your plant will stay in bloom continuously. You've brought down the size. You've encouraged a lot of new growth from developing at the base of the plant. And every branch that you've cut back will make side shoots that will make all kinds of flowers. So by the time you cut the final third of your plant, the ones that you did first should be ready to have flowers and buds on them. And that way you don't lose the color at this time of the year. So a third, a third, a third, about a week to 10 days apart. Keep them fed, keep them watered, and you'll always have color on your petunias. Now, fuchsia, the same thing. If you have fuchsia and they're getting really, really long and there's nothing near the pot, do the exact same thing. And if you have fuchsia, look at your plant carefully. And when you have a flower on your fuchsia, directly behind it is a little ball, and that's the seed pod, and it's kind of a plum color. And if your flower is fertilized, that little pod will get larger and larger. Those need to be removed from your plant, because instead of your plant making flower buds, it's now making seeds. So do not allow it to make a fruit or a pod. Keep cutting them off. And again, cut them back a third, a third, and a third, and they'll continue to bloom right up until frost, or bring it inside and they'll bloom for another month or so near a nice, bright, sunny window. Great question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Linda from Mass with a question about hydrangeas.
Linda, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I have a few questions. The first one is about, it's not a bulb, but it's R-A-N-U-N-C-U-L-U-S. I planted
Aruntulus.
Them. What's that? Aruntulus?
Aruntulus, yep.
I planted them, about 10 of them. 3 of them came up, and they were in a sunny area. And then it looked like they had a little bit of bites, little bugs or so. Maybe I watered them too much. I don't know. I just need to know how to care for them, because I want to try them out again. They look beautiful, but they didn't work for me. The other question I have is, I went to Rhode Island near the ocean, and I noticed my hydrangeas, beautiful bushes, have some nice flowers, but theirs are, like, loaded. What am I doing wrong? Should I fertilize them more often? I do them twice a year.
Where do you live?
I live right on the Rhode Island border.
Okay.
But I'm not on the ocean, of course. I'm inland. And I have them on the south side, but there's some shade. You know, it's a good exposure for them, and they're beautiful bushes. And I have some flowers, but like one quarter of what I see on these in near the ocean. And I don't know if it's the salt water or what, or if I need to feed them more or what. But one other quick question. I have earth box. And one of my tomatoes is doing great. The other one has blossom end rot. How can you do that in the same box? That's weird, unless it came with the plant. I'm just curious.
So you have two tomatoes in the same earth box?
Correct. One's doing fine. The other one is a different breed, a different type. I got it from a different, you know. It's got the end rot. I mean, the plant is fabulous, but the tomatoes are, you know.
Okay, so it's a different variety.
Correct. Exactly.
Okay.
The larger one.
So it's telling me that that variety is more prone to blossom end rot. Now,
okay.
go to your local garden center and Bonide Lawn and Garden has a product called Rot Stopper.
Okay.
And it's a liquid, and you would spray it directly on the foliage of your plant.
Mm-hmm.
And it will give it the needed calcium to prevent it. And any fruit that has a blossom end rot, pull them off. Because it's just going to get worse.
Okay.
Now, in the fall, when you pull your tomatoes out, put a handful of lime right in the soil of your earth box. Or wood ash, and that will help to neutralize the acidity in your soil. So add some compost, prepare the soil. But if you can add wood ash or lime in the fall to give it time to break down and become available, it will work much better for you.
Okay.
Now, on your hydrangea, did you cut them back at all?
No. A few dead branches I took out, but I never cut them back. No.
Okay.
Just the dead branches.
Are they the endless summer varieties, or are they one of the older ones?
Oh, no, they're relatively new. I don't know if it's endless summer. I got them in Mitchum Bowles or one of those companies. They're supposed to, and they're blooming. Don't get me wrong. They're blooming. It's just they're not so unbelievable compared to what they down in Rhode Island or near the oceans I'm seeing.
And how long have they been planted?
Oh, they've been in there probably about 7 years, 6 years.
Oh, yeah. They should be blooming more.
Yeah.
What I would do, two things. If you can acidify the soil, and you use something called aluminum sulfate.
I do that once a year.
Okay. And are you fertilizing them also?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm fertilizing enough, I guess. How much is enough? I mean, I do it once. I do the Holytone, and then I do it another time with the regular fertilizer.
Okay. If you're doing Holytone will feed a plant for a three-month period.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do it in April, May, and June, and your hydrangea are blooming July, August, September, so I would feed them twice to see if that would help you.
And that's with Holytone?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. What about that other one, the other plant, Ranunculus?
Ranunculus. Ranunculus is a bulb that is available in the spring and again in the fall. In the spring, you plant them directly in your garden, and they should grow and develop into a nice plant. But what I would like to see you do is start them inside in pots. And then transplant them to the garden.
Okay.
And you can buy ranunculus in September when you're buying tulips.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is you pot them up, take a 6-inch pot, put 3 ranunculus in it, give it a good drink, and they will flower and bloom during the winter inside your home.
Okay. Where do I get them? Because I try to reorder them from my usual place, and they say they don't get them until next spring. So.
Okay. If you, I'm sure if you go on the internet, type in ranunculus, you'll be able to order them from a mail order catalog.
Sure,
and they come in all different colors.
Right, they're gorgeous, and that's why I wanted to try them, but it didn't seem to work. But that's good, so start them inside. Somebody said, too, to put them in water overnight.
Yeah, it's got, it's a black, twisted, snarly-looking thing, very misshapen. If you can let them sit overnight in water, the bulb will swell, and it will help to speed the germination of that bulb, because looking at it, you can't tell what's top and what's bottom.
Yeah, it looks like a little crawl. In fact, it doesn't even look like a bulb. I didn't even think it was a bulb because it was so small and strange looking.
Yeah. Soak them overnight.
Okay.
And the one thing that you always want to do is if it's a bulb like a tulip or a daffodil, single bulb and pointed, the point goes up.
Right.
Now, ranunculus looks like a bunch of bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, exactly. Thin ones are real little. Yeah.
So what you want to do is those bananas want to point down.
Because yeah, I did it that way. Yeah, okay.
On the top of the banana-looking bulbs is where your growing point is. But soak them overnight,
mm-hmm.
plant them so they are 1 inch of soil on top of your bulbs, and stack them in pots indoors for the best results.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you. You have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Our phone number, 855-660-4261.
Welcome to Bogs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist from the Rescue College of Insect Knowledge, Dr. Bob Boggs. Bob, we've got Mary from Garden City on the line.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. Summer's here, and my garden's getting eaten alive.
Your call couldn't be more timely. Japanese and Oriental beetles destroy hundreds of varieties of ornamental plants, along with turf grass, nursery stock, greenhouse crops, and fruit. And right now, they're at their worst.
But I'm exhausted. Plucking these persistent pests off my prized plants has me pooped.
Just set up a rescue Japanese and Oriental beetle trap about 30 feet away from your plants and lure the pesky things away.
A trap? Really?
Really. Rescue traps use the science of attraction to make pest control smarter. The trap uses floral scents along with the beetle's natural sex attractant to lure bugs in. It's like being invited to an all-you-could-eat buffet manned by hotties who want to date you, only to discover you just walked into a trap with no exit.
Scary.
It is, if you're a bug.
Find out more about Rescue's Japanese and Oriental Beetle Trap at www.rescue.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Boggs. Time for me to bug out.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes and no. Not if you use Scott's Grub-X, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. Grub-X kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of Grub-X is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's Grub-X is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. I wanted to give you a tip. I know a lot of you are trying to grow your lawns organically, and some of you are using corn gluten as your step one and step four because it's a fertilizer and also a weed preventer. It will kill the seed of crabgrass and dandelions and clover and things like that. Okay? Now, corn gluten is natural. It's organic. And we have a problem for next spring. The corn crop in the middle part of the country, as you have been watching on TV, is in serious, serious shape right now. A lot of states have lost entire fields of corn, which means that the price of corn gluten will probably increase by a third or maybe even more next year. So what I would suggest you do next time you're at your local garden center is, if you know how much corn gluten you use on your lawn, buy it now. Bring it home, put it in your garage, and store it. And that way you will have it for next year, and you will save yourself a ton of money. Because, watch the news. 16 states in the middle part of the country that produce corn and soybean are having like a 75 to an 80% crop failure. So the corn is going, prices are going up. Buy your corn gluten now and save yourself some money for next year. Tom, who's up next? Tom.
Next up, we've got Joan from Cape Cod with a question about storing veggies.
Hey, Joan, good morning. How can we help you with your storage problems?
Okay. Tom, good morning. Paul,
morning.
I have three questions. Should I quickly ask them all at first?
Sure.
Okay. The first one is about storage of vegetables. After I harvest my vegetables, do they stay fresher if I just put them directly in the refrigerator, or do they stay fresher and longer if I wash them first? My second question is about my basil leaves. They're starting to turn yellow. And my third question is about the mildew on the zucchini. When I spray this, the Serenade, do I spray them? Do I first take off the leaves that are covered with mildew, or do I just leave those leaves that are with the mildew on and then put the Serenade on top of those leaves? Those are my three questions.
Okay. If you have some foliage that is covered with powdery mildew, and when you look at the leaf closely, it's turning yellow and it's turning black, I would remove that leaf, get it out of the garden, and then spray everything else. Now, Serenade is organic, and with the amount of heat and humidity we're getting, I would come back a week later and do it again.
Okay.
So do it more than once. On your basil, what I want you to do is the yellow leaves, pull them off. Pinch back your basil plant and collect all of the good foliage, fertilize it with a liquid, and it will make a lot of new growth that will give you additional foliage for the month of September. So cut it back, keep what's good, clean up the plant, fertilize it, and it will make all kinds of new growth for a second crop in September.
Okay.
And storage, the best thing to do is if it's something that's for the winter, squash, potatoes, turnip, wash them, put them in your basement where it's cool. If it's cucumbers, tomatoes, and things like that, wash them and put them in your refrigerator.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.